So, you have a movie for me?
Yes, sir, I do. I thought we could do a movie about the Incredible Hulk.
Oh boy, sounds good to me. I can't wait to see him smash some stuff. I know, right?
But you're gonna have to.
What?
Well, we're not gonna see the Hulk for like the first 45 minutes of the film.
Oh, okay, seems kinda long.
Well, maybe, but we're gonna wanna give all the brooding a lot of space to breathe, you know? Really make this a slow burn. But his thing's that he smashes things, right? Like his catchphrase is Hulk smash. Yeah, well, I figure Hulk fans will find silent introspection just as fun, if not more.
I guess that makes sense.
Also, a whole lot of made-up science talk in just the most monotone, expressionless way you can imagine.
Is our target audience gonna like that? Oh, they certainly are, sir, because we're gonna edit it like a comic book. What does that mean?
Just a bunch of insane transitions between everything. Like, just a ton of them. We're talking wipes and zooms and panels. Just really make it seem like this is a comic book.
Is that gonna translate well to the screen?
It might.
And that wacky editing stuff, that's gonna match the brooding tone you mentioned?
Who's to say?
Okay, so what happens in this thing anyway?
Well, we're gonna meet Bruce Banner, right, and his ex-girlfriend Betty Ross, and they're both scientists working on regeneration.
Oh, and what's their deal? Like, what's Bruce's personality like?
Oh, well, no, it's not, there's not really one of those here.
Oh, okay, well, what about Betty?
No, just the blankest slate imaginable. Won't even react to dramatic things happening right in front of her.
Straight facing it. Okay, I guess that'll be fun to watch.
It might be. And also, there's this guy Talbot, and he really wants to get his hands on the research and on Betty.
Oh. Yeah, he's a real jerk about it, too.
He wants to sell all this stuff to the military and make a bunch of money.
Very evil.
Anyway, so one day Bruce's co-worker makes a big mistake and Bruce gets hit with a bunch of radiation.
Uh-oh, is he okay?
Yeah, see, the thing is, Bruce's father David did a bunch of experiments on himself back in the day, and so Bruce's DNA is full of wacky stuff.
Okay.
And so the radiation blast activated that stuff instead of killing him.
So he's totally fine despite all the radiation? Totally fine.
He's like, hey Betty, remember my bad knee? Now it's my good knee.
That kind of implies that his other knee is bad now.
Oh, yeah, whoops.
Whoopsie.
Well, it's a cool line, so we're gonna keep it in anyway.
Fair enough.
So then later, Bruce is gonna transform into the Hulk.
Oh boy, here we go.
Yeah. So he's gonna smash some science equipment and fall asleep at home.
Oh, okay.
So anyway, Bruce's father has been showing up after being locked in an asylum for 30 years, and he's real interested in Bruce.
Oh, he is?
Yeah, and he uses some of Bruce's DNA to experiment on his dogs.
There's no way that's good.
It won't be good. And then that guy Talbot shows up at Bruce's place and Bruce turns into the Hulk and kicks his butt.
Oh hell yeah, here we go.
But then Hulk runs off to fight the dogs.
Oh.
Yeah, David turned them into Hulk dogs and sent them after Betty, so Hulk has to go fight the dogs now.
Hulk dogs, he's gonna fight some Hulk dogs. Yeah, one of them's a French poodle,
so he's gonna have to fight these dogs and it's gonna play out like a cartoon.
Okay.
Then he's gonna shove his fist down one of the dog's throats, it's gonna like explode or something.
And so do you think this is the kind of Hulk action that people wanna see? Are people gonna wanna see the Hulk punch a French poodle?
I think they will.
Okay.
Anyway, then Bruce gets captured and put in this underground military bunker place.
Right.
And Talbot, who's all messed up now, goes into his cell and starts poking him with a taser rod.
He's gonna go into a closed room with Bruce, who just beat him up, and try to get him turned back into that monster? He is, yeah. Oh, a very dumb strategy.
Anyway, eventually Bruce hulks out again, and Talbot's gonna have his men deploy the containment foam.
Sorry, I thought you said containment foam.
I did. Those are words that I said. And so now Hulk is gonna be in this containment foam, but then he's gonna get even angrier, so he's gonna start to break out of it.
Oh.
And Talbot's gonna shoot an explosive at him, but it's gonna bounce back and explode next to him.
Oh, explosion scenes are tight, with no exceptions.
And it's gonna freeze frame, and he's gonna be outlined, and then we're gonna move to a different panel.
Oh, I definitely take back that thing I just said.
So now Hulk has to get out of this underground military bunker place.
Is that gonna be hard for him to do?
Actually, it's gonna be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, see, Betty's father, General Ross, is gonna be like, all right, show him to the exit. Let's fight this guy outside.
And he's just gonna straight up put people's lives in danger outside?
He will, yeah, because this way we can have Hulk fight some helicopters and some tanks.
Oh, yeah, that does sound fun.
Yeah, he's gonna straight up throw a tank full of soldiers like a mile away.
Wow, so Bruce kills some people.
Oh, no, everybody's fine.
Oh, they are?
Yeah, literally everybody's fine throughout this entire sequence. Helicopters crash in the safest way possible. Everyone's okay.
Yeah, it seems pretty unlikely.
Well, yeah, because if we have Bruce kill some people, it's gonna be tough to keep seeing him as the good guy, so everyone's gonna survive incredibly life-threatening situations with complete ease.
Fair enough. At least there's gonna be some cool Hulk action in this movie.
Hulk is also gonna stare at some fungus for a while. He's gonna stare at it.
Okay.
Anyway, then Bruce is gonna stop being angry thanks to the power of love or something.
That usually does solve major problems in movies, sure.
So then he gets captured again along with his crazy father.
Oh, and how does that go?
Oh, well, it turns out that his dad has done some more experiments on himself now, and now he can, like, fuse with anything. He pretty much turns into Absorbing Man.
Oh.
Yeah, so So he, like, merges with electricity, and then him and Hulk, they take off to go have a final fight.
What do you mean?
Well, he's gonna be a bubble, he's gonna be the genie from Aladdin for a minute, Hulk is gonna punch some water, and it's all gonna be practically too dark to see.
What is going on?
And then General Ross is gonna drop a big bomb on them, and it's gonna seem like they're both dead.
Oh, wow.
But then we're gonna show that a year later, Bruce is actually living in South America now, and he has a real beard.
Well, why would you specify that it's a real beard?
Well, because the beard is clearly real. It's not a fake beard, it's definitely a real one.
Okay, and so how did he even manage to get to South America after being bombed?
Don't worry about it. We're all done now, so what do you think?
Well, it sounds pretty slow-paced for a movie about a big green guy that smashes things.
Yeah, well, I mean, if people don't really respond to this one, we could always make a new one in a couple years.
That's a good point, and then we'll be sure to get it right.
Hey guys, Ryan here. Thanks for watching that pitch meeting. I hope you liked it. If you did, you know, press the like button and the subscribe button and leave a comment and all the YouTube standard things. Also, let me know if you have ideas for other movies I should do pitches for. As always, check back soon for a new video. Bye-bye.